Debate about the treatment of Aboriginal singer Gurumul Yunupingu at Royal Darwin Hospital has seen accusations of racial profiling and counterclaims of publicity stunts. The Northern Territory government and the hospital have dismissed concerns Gurumul wasn't treated properly because it was presumed he was a homeless drinker and left to bleed internally. The Minister Nigel Scullion is calling for a full report on the incident. Felicity James reports from Darwin.
Rolling Stone magazine described him as Australia's most important voice, but it's Gurumul Yunupingu's treatment at the Royal Darwin Hospital that's now gaining national headlines. On Sky News last night, the Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion joined the call for answers.
We need to ensure that he was treated in the way that everybody else would be treated, and the fact that he was an Aboriginal man, he wasn't treated in any different way. So that's the nature of the report that I'm asking for.
Gurumul's doctor and kidney specialist, Paul Lawton, says the musician asked him to speak to the media.
He wants these issues to be aired so that he doesn't end up sick again, if possible, and his countrymen, Aboriginal people, don't.
It's been alleged Gurumul was left bleeding internally for hours and was written off as a drinker by hospital staff. Hospital notes released to the ABC by Gurumul refer to alcohol abuse and alcohol-related liver disease. Dr. Lawton says childhood hepatitis was the cause of Gurumul's complications. He says the records show assumptions were made about the singer's condition.
Nowhere in the hospital files do I find any information of a detailed alcohol history taken. That information is absent.
The hospital maintains its position that Gurumul was not racially profiled and his care was timely and appropriate. After rejecting calls for a formal investigation, the Northern Territory's Health Minister, John Elferink, told ABC local radio in Darwin that Gurumul's record label was using the illness as a publicity stunt.
And continues to raise issues of racial abuse at about the time when their talent is about to release albums.
Mark Gross, Skinny Fish Music's executive director.
I find that just incredibly offensive. What sort of human being would use someone's misfortune or ill health for their own purposes to promote their own business? I'm almost speechless.
Mr. Gross admits it's not the first time he's publicly raised concerns about racism directed towards his musicians.
You cannot work with Indigenous people in the Northern Territory and not see what happens to them on a daily basis in terms of, you know, racial issues.
Minister Scullion acknowledges the issue of racial profiling is worth looking into, although he says on the evidence he's seen, Gurumul wasn't treated differently.
However, it is an issue that we need to keep front and centre to ensure that there isn't racial profiling in hospitals.
Dr. Lawton says Gurumul is going through another procedure in hospital today and he'll need ongoing treatment for at least the next 2 months.
Felicity James with that report.